This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Tomorrow night, I will have what is this. I will have what is for me a major announcement, which I will share with you tomorrow. It's a very exciting time for the show now. But I need to explain something to you about yesterday. Okay. I am a fill-in radio host at another radio station here in town. And Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, something like that, I got an email. I had been scheduled to fill in for somebody there on the 15th, and then that person decided he was going to do his show, which was fine. I like to do my show. I prefer doing my show. It's my show, you know, so I want to be here with the ninjas. But then I got this email Sunday about, could I fill in on the other show, the early show, the 6 to 10 show, which meant I had to get up at 4. So I got up and did that show, and I mean, by the time that show always kills me, those hours always kill me, I become such a little, I don't know, I just don't handle mornings like I used to. I'm on in the evening now. This is when I'm peaking during the day. And when I came on, I fully intended last night to do the show. I had a hard time just doing the first hour. I was so, by that time, for me, it had been a 16, 17-hour day. I think, let me do the math, 8 and, yeah. Well, no, it had only been a 14-hour day, but it was a long day. And I was beginning to sound bad, so I apologize for not being here. We were going to do an encore anyway in the third hour, and I ended up doing an encore for the last 2 hours, so I apologize. But tomorrow, everything, SHOT Show is going to be a sea change for the show. And it's also going to be one of these make or break things, because I'm really going to have to up my game as far as what I do and the output I'm doing. So hopefully that'll be something you guys enjoy. Let's talk about Hawaii. Hawaii has there's a lot of things Hawaii has that are beautiful. There's one thing Hawaii does not have, and that is a pervasive gun culture. Now, we saw this with Hurricane Sandy. When Hurricane Sandy hit on the other side, in New Jersey, the few people that did have guns, those people were the ones that were prepared. Those people, there was whole subdivisions putting up signs saying, we have gun owners in this neighborhood, do not come in, because there was a lot of looting going on. In New York City, they were going door to door. And the people there were literally having to do like you saw on Gilligan's Island, where they would strap like a cookie sheet to their chest and put on a colander on their head for a helmet and get out a ball bat to fight with, because that's all they had. One thing about the gun culture is they see further into the moment, into the day, if you will. And, that, in and of itself, makes it worth anybody's consideration. But in Hawaii, they don't really have that. And nowhere was that more apparent than during this ballistic missile threat, the fake one. They were putting it on out. I mean, their system works anyway. They had text messages going out. They had all kinds of TV messages going out. They had stuff on the on signs. All kinds of stuff, but it just it was false. They're being told if you're indoors, stay indoors. If you're outdoors, seek immediate shelter in a building. Remain indoors, well away from windows. Yeah, of course, away from windows. You want to be in concrete. You want to be under dirt. You want to be under a lot of things. You want to be surrounded by these kinds of things. This is just something you know. If you can't find that, then you want to find a depression like a ditch. A drainage ditch would be good. Hiding beside a building is not a good idea because it might blow the top of them, you know. Top of the building off, and then you're on the side of it. Knowing which direction it's coming from is a good idea. And then there's some things, like if you are on the surface at ground zero, there's not going to be a lot that you're going to be able to do. Interesting questions that came out of this. First of all, apparently they can start this warning without any sort of verification and approval. Just they had the ballistic test and they had the ballistic missile. They had the test and the missile inbound. And if you push one, it just happens. There's no verification. There's no approval. The entire network goes out with the push of one button. Also, you know, I hate to put it this way, but the Hawaiian government, this is a big display of inexcusable incompetence. Not just on the part of the employee, but on the lack of adequate management systems. So, for this to go off, I mean, you know, I'm redoing what I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag. And that goes with me whenever I'm away from the house for an hour away or better. And it has things in it that I would need if something bad happens. And it's the same things that I have that is for something bad happening would be, it will work in a moment of civil unrest, it will work in the zombie apocalypse, it would work in a storm where we're trying to evacuate, it would work on all of these things. Looting going on, it works for all of those things. And that's what, in Oahu, they were trying to stuff their children in storm drains. Now, while it's not a bad idea, at the same time, it's still open because the drain is open. The other part is where are these missiles landing? If it's a nuclear attack and it lands out in the ocean, then those children would be in the storm drains and when the tsunami comes in. And the storm drains would be one of the first things to fill in. And I'm not going to get any more grim than that. If you want, you can buy these things at Academy Sports. You need 14 days of food, water, and medication. You need a battery-powered AM/FM radio or a hand crank one. Be nice if you had some sort of walkie-talkie system. Flashlights with extra batteries is going to help. Any sort of important documents and or cash need to be in a plastic bag. You need a whistle for signaling. You need matches. You need blankets and a tarp. Personal hygiene items, first aid kit, and a dust mask. And pet supplies, because if you have pets, I'm pretty sure you're going to take them. And, of course, some sort of weapon. Although, in Hawaii, you couldn't have that. They don't have any sort of they have a very deficient emergency preparedness guideline in place. So, having a gun is not going to defend against the North Korean attack. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Having a gun is what you need for the aftermath of the attack. Because the reason you want 2 weeks of this stuff, the reason you want to stay under shelter for 2 weeks, is because in 2 weeks' time, the ground radiation level is going to be a fraction of what it is a day later. So where a lot of secondary effects would come from a nuclear attack, that's going to be from people breaking shelter too early. But if this were to happen, whole areas are going to be left on their own. There's going to be all kinds of desperate people that don't have any of this stuff. And if you don't have a weapon and you have that stuff, well, guess what? They might want yours too. I'll tell you an aside to this coming out of the LA riots that I found sort of interesting. This is why you do these things when it's peacetime. That's the important part. Well, I'll tell you why you do these things when it's peacetime. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. As a little bit of a tangentially related aside, I want to point out something to you. And it's amazing when you take into consideration certain things. As we have seen in recent history, in Los Angeles, New Orleans, and with Hurricane Sandy, the authorities are not going to be there when you need them. They're not going to be able to be there when you need them. In the event of anything of this nature, a hurricane coming in or a citywide riot or a nuclear attack, what is there in place will go away. It will not be present. It will pull back. And you are essentially going to be on your own. Now, what I find amazing about that is that in these areas like Los Angeles, in New Orleans, where they took up guns illegally, I might add, in all of these places, they keep electing the same people that keep them from being able to defend themselves. They don't need anything special. I mean, the Second Amendment is there. All of this gun control should be local nonsense. We've seen examples of how that works. We've also seen examples of how other things work. In Los Angeles, the Korean storekeepers, they got out front. There wasn't that many of them in facing the mob, but they did face the mob, and the mob went around them, and their shops and their life's work were spared. And even though you may have insurance on this, look around your house right now today. Look at all the things that you have of your family. Tell me how insurance pays those back. How do you get those back if you file that insurance claim? That's a pretty good question to me anyway. But still, they do that. Now, when people in Los Angeles suddenly realized they didn't have a gun when they needed one, Mayor Tom Bradley ordered a suspension in ammunition sales at the time. And the only ones who really protected themselves for the most part was the Korean community, because law enforcement was nowhere to be found. Don't expect to see a change in Hawaii or in any of these other Democrat strongholds and urban areas, because for some reason they are bound and determined to go right off the cliff. I mean bound and determined. It is a... Listen, I used to watch this show, Apocalypse 101. I had Mark Puhale from there come on the show a couple of times. And they went and did a egress plan for somebody in New York City. The weapons he had to make, what we would refer to as a melee weapon or weapons, because he couldn't have a firearm. A melee weapon is something you have to hang on to. It's something you use in close. Since it's going to be an extension of your body, you might get twice your arm length out of it. So in a crowd, you're in deep trouble because you can only aim. You can only use this one direction at a time. A firearm, on the other hand, is a different story, but that's all beside the point. The big cities or entire areas like the Hawaiian island chain and everything else, these things are sitting. They're pretty right now. They're great right now. New York City, I'm going to be going there sooner or later. It's a great city. I'm sure it's a great city. All of these other cities, you know. I used to be a big fan of the Baltimore Colts during the Johnny Unitas era. Always wanted to visit Baltimore. I'm never going to do that one. These areas where they're not going to allow for a gun culture are wretchedly unprepared. They are wretchedly nowhere near the kind of mindset they're going to be. And that means people will die in a disaster. During the Baltimore riots, when the mayor gave room to destroys, I think was the way she put it. There was a picture of a guy who was hiding his face in a window of a building with a shotgun. He was hiding his face because he didn't want to be seen with that shotgun. He's got a storming, riotous mob, bloodthirsty mob outside, and his only big concern is don't show my face because I got a gun. What a sad testimony. And you can expect to see more demands for citizen disarmament everywhere. by the same impotent control freaks that they're not only, they're utterly incapable of providing protection, but oftentimes they're the ones whose policies cause the threat to arise in the first place. From Governor David Ige of Hawaii, expect to hear a lot more weasel words and promises that he can't possibly keep. And expect to see the bloated bureaucracy that he presides over stay intact. To the people of these areas that are out there, I simply ask, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting to get waxed, as we would say? Are you waiting to lose some loved ones? That just, it fascinates me to sit back there. Most everybody out there has spare tires in their car. They have first aid kits. They have life insurance. They have health insurance. They have all kinds of things in case something happens, except the worst thing. The worst thing they won't consider, they won't get any food, they won't get any water, they won't consider having a gun, they listen to the magic box, they're afraid of guns, they're this, they're that, whatever it is. And then come the moment, you know, ask certain citizens in New Jersey how that worked out during Hurricane Sandy. Who did they go congregate around? They went around the gun owners. They went to the gun owners. And they looked, and they got with them, and they hid around them, and they congregated with them. They probably said, "Have you got any spare guns? Can I have one of your guns?" Yeah, that's not the time to decide. I need a firearm. So right now, if you don't already have it, go get that little kit I talked about. Go to Academy Sports and buy that kit. That'll have most of the stuff you're going to need. You're going to want some more food. You're going to want some more water. You're definitely going to want some weapons. And be prepared. Get your mind right. Get in the right position mentally for what you've got going on. Because sooner or later, and I hope I'm wrong. Sooner or later, though, something is going to happen. Maybe we don't have it happen with Korea. I don't know, but we will see. Something is going to happen sooner or later. That's just life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. One very clear-cut indicator of how shallow the Democratic bench is for people to carry the standard and run for president in 2020. Everybody but Oprah Winfrey is old. And they're politicians, too. But in Oprah, now we have a possibility, don't we? She received a lot of acclaim for her remarks at the Golden Globes. And there's the hashtag Oprah 2020 thing going around. But there's a lot of questions that, you know, where does she stand politically? And does she have the desire and the skill set to lead the free world? But, while we don't know those things for gun owners, one thing is crystal clear. She embraces and has embraced the staunchly anti-gun posture of contemporary Hollywood. Her anti-gun activism dates back to at least the 1990s when she was closely involved with the rapidly anti-gun group Ceasefire, Inc. The now defunct group's website, still archived online, attests to their fanaticism. Their mission statement, for example, explained, through a coordinated public service announcement, print, and broadcast campaign, our mission is to mobilize a broad cross-section of American leadership to educate and promote handgun-free homes and families. By highlighting the public health implications of handgun violence, Ceasefire can educate Americans to view handguns as the inherently unsafe and dangerous products they are, and not appropriate to have in any home. Oprah was part of that education campaign. She appeared in their print and broadcast ads and in their fundraising materials. The Ceasefire was a pioneer when it comes to certain elements of the modern anti-gun publicity playbook, heavily promoting very dubious factoids and inflating statistics about firearms' supposed toll on children by including statistics pertaining to 18- and 19-year-old adults, which is a common age for gang membership in some communities. Their ads featured actors like Winfrey and Paul Newman gravely recounting media stories about gun owners accidentally killing their loved ones. Even gun safes, according to the group's ads, could not be trusted. Taglines included, before you bring a gun in the house, think about it. And a home is no place for a handgun. Then Charlton Heston became part of the NRA. He was already, he was part of it, but he was the president. And he He lamented in 1997, "We've reached that point in time where our national social policy originates on Oprah." In 2000, Winfrey promoted the so-called Million Mom March on her popular daytime talk show. The march was actually a Mother's Day rally of women in support of gun control at the National Mall. The actual number of marchers who attended the D.C. rally was considerably less than a million, but it received a major boost from Winfrey's free publicity. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, which later merged with the anti-gun organization that formed around the march, recounts that that website crashed from the crush of traffic generated when its online address was published during Winfrey's show. Winfrey told her viewers that if they didn't do something to stop children from being killed by firearms, that they were part of the problem. She likes to insist that she is apolitical, but she became a staunch supporter of Obama and the hyper-partisan political career that he launched. Wikipedia states that Oprah Winfrey's endorsement of Barack Obama was one of the most widely covered and studied developments of the 2008 presidential campaign. There's a paper by two economists from the University of Maryland that estimates that her endorsement was responsible for approximately 1 million additional votes for Obama, which potentially swayed the 2008 Democratic primary to his favor. Winfrey, for her part, described Obama's political ascendance as beyond and above politics and something new. Obama's strong pro-gun control views clearly did not diminish Winfrey's support of him. She actually repeatedly used her vast public reach to support his gun control agenda during his presidency. At a Harvard commencement in 2013, she plugged the administration's number one gun control initiative, the Universal Background Check. In 2016, she indicated support for an assault weapons ban, another Obama-backed measure, in the wake of the mass murder in Orlando, Florida. She commented, "Are we a country that really believes that assault weapons should be made available to anybody? Are assault weapons necessary? I just say enough." Unlike most of her high-profile endeavors that she's taken, Winfrey's gun control activism has been a failure, at least if you measure it by additional federal gun control law. But it's hard to overstate the immense cult of personality that surrounds her, as well as all that reflexive adulation that she engenders with her fellow elites in entertainment and media. Like Barack Obama, with whom she remains close, a President Oprah Winfrey could count on their unconditional support as well as their protection against any sort of serious scrutiny or criticism. Now, we know that the last thing that we need here in the United States is another gun control absolutist as president. It is true that handgun abolitionists do not belong in the White House, despite Winfrey saying that it's wrong for handguns to belong in the home. They actually do belong in the home, in the hands of everybody, if you ask my opinion. But let me say this about the political outlook right now. I don't know what it is. I saw something coming from Axios, and I don't know by which metric they're out there saying, but they're saying the House is probably going to fall. Well, I don't know. I do not know. I everything is different now. And if Axios is still using the same thing, the same metrics and the same criteria they used to measure by, I think that is a flawed way to go about it. The usual methods no longer work. If it does fall to the Democrats, if they get the House and we retain the Senate and we still have the presidency, count on Trump being impeached, at least in the House. Which means if they try to impeach our president for what, I couldn't tell you. Are you going to sit back and let that happen? Is that something you're willing to do? See, I've got things about to happen for me. And if they try to impeach this president, I'll throw all that in the wind. In a heartbeat. And I'll do whatever I can, wherever I can, to stop that. For all of their talk about disenfranchisement, you know, there's, what, 63, 69 million people that voted for him. I can't figure it out. He is cognitively fit. He's been a teetotaler all of his life. He's never smoked. He's just been a business guy. Okay. He's the president. But whatever it is, we got to hold on to what's out there. And looking, and any of you that are out there that still have, if you have reservations about Trump, I get it. If you think he's rough and abrasive, I get it. If you think he isn't presidential, grow up. We don't exist in a time today. We've had all the decorum we can stand. We have $100 trillion of liabilities and debt. Boy Scout, there's not going to be a Boy Scout that pulls us out of that. We've got to stop something somewhere. He's got plans to stop a lot of things in a lot of places. We need to just go ahead and get with that program. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Coming out of Virginia. This week, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, or as I call him, Captain Carpetbag, and Governor-elect Ralph Northam. And, you know, I got to ask I'll ask this question in a minute. They outlined their top priorities for the upcoming legislative session and highlighted expanded background checks for all firearm sales and other transfers, the so-called universal background check, as a key measure the new governor will be pursuing upon taking office. I'd really like to know what Terry McAuliffe is doing, setting any priorities. Your priority should be getting a moving van, because you are no longer the governor, sir. But that's not the way this works, is it? No, not when you're a Democrat and you're a gun grabber. That's no surprise that they were going to do that. Governor-elect Northam has proudly voted, as he says, to restrict Virginians' gun owners or gun rights for years. He has pushed for expanded background checks as a state senator, and laws that he pushed for that would ban commonly owned semi-automatic firearms and magazines. As lieutenant governor, he notably opposed permitless carry, casted a tie-breaking vote to block legislation that would have allowed residents otherwise eligible to obtain a concealed carry permit to carry a concealed handgun without a permit anywhere in the state where a handgun may be carried openly. In addition to his pledge to expand background checks, the incoming governor campaigned on promises to further restrict gun show sales, reinstate a one-a-month limit on the number of handguns residents may lawfully purchase, which is a gun rationing law that was repealed in 2012, and imposed a ban on commonly owned semi-automatic firearms and large-capacity magazines. Of course, all of this attracted the support of the gigantic, bulbous, you know, whale shark of, you know, billionaire anti-gunner Michael Bloomberg and his Everytown group, and they donated $1.5 million towards his gubernatorial bid. Governor-elect Northam describes his legislative priority as common sense, echoing the terminology consistently used by Everytown and the like to justify expanded background checks, gun bans, purchase limits, and other gun control measures touted as the key to ending gun crime in America. And wherever they have them, none of that has happened. But they still push for it because it isn't about ending gun crime. It's about, being in control. So, you know. Now, of course, the background check law, what this would do is it would make it a crime for any person to participate in a sale, rental, trade, or other transfer of a firearm without having first the transaction brokered through a licensed gun dealer, unless the sale or transfer falls within a narrow exemption. Because such laws are written to include temporary transfers, changes in the possession of a gun, regardless of whether ownership changes, comes within the kind of transaction that must be processed through a licensed dealer. So, in the case of this, what they're talking about in Virginia is, let's see, me and JT are going to the range. I've got a new gun that JT really wants to look at. Now, even though JT's a cop, I don't know how this would affect him being a cop, but let's say JT is not a cop for this trip. So he wants to look at this gun, and he wants to, you know, he's going to ride with it in his front seat. Under their law, he and I become felons. The reason they write these laws in such a way is to expand the prohibited persons lists. Now, according to the NRA, okay, according to the NRA, they looked at a recent study of laws in three other states, and what they found was sort of interesting. And this had to do with universal background checks. So let's see, where were the three states? I don't want to hear about, okay, Washington, Colorado, and Delaware. All three states, and anti-gun researcher Garen Wintemute took a look at these. All three states passed similar laws in 2013, and Wintemute wanted to see if the laws had led to an increase in the number of background checks. Turns out the answer was no, at least for Washington and Colorado. So universal background check laws don't lead to universal background checks for every transfer of a firearm. Gun owners know that. And we tried to point this out to the anti-gun activists on many occasions, but they needed to see the science. So now they have. Now, what they're trying to say is that the universal background check laws can be fixed with more assertive enforcement. Yet they can't actually point to more assertive enforcement in Delaware, even though it did see an increase in background checks for both handguns and long guns. And what would more assertive enforcement look like? You know, if you're going to go out there parading as a man of science, as Wintemute does, maybe you would actually offer up some specific examples. The problem with this is these laws are impossible to enforce. And the only way to possibly enforce them is to first have a gun registry in place so you know who's got every gun out there. Then, in order to find out who's complying with this, then you have to start doing checks on every gun out there. So that means you have to go into people's homes and look at that stuff. Law enforcement doesn't want any part of that. That's why a lot of law enforcement is opposed to these feel-good but ineffective background check laws for quite a while. Every county sheriff in New Mexico opposed the Bloomberg-backed gun control bill that was introduced there earlier this year. And, you know, this takes the cops and turns them into compliance officials. They're no longer law enforcement. They're out there checking on compliance. And the suspension of rights in order to get to that, I guess you'd have to pass some law where you can say, well, we can come into your home and make sure that you have these guns. Well, what is that going to lead to? Is that going to lead to them saying, well, you've got them in a drawer or you've got them in a bag. Maybe you need to put them in a safe. We're going to cite you. Next time we come here, they better be in a safe. And then they'll go in, you know. It just never ends. It never ends with these people. Never, ever, ever. So it doesn't make us safer. So Wintemute and others can claim that the Delaware law is working in terms of increased background checks, but it hasn't brought down the number of murders. Maybe they should try to do a study on that one and figure that part out. I don't know. So that means that Delaware was the state most compliant with its universal background check law, also had the highest homicide rate and the biggest increase in its homicide rate of the state studied out of those three. And that's not good. Delaware? So by advocating for expanded background checks, which, by the way, I have not given you this part of it. Oh, by the way, I've already talked about this. The General Accounting Office, of course, they did their study. They started under Obama to find out how you could buy guns illegally, which they couldn't buy any. And that pretty much invalidates the need for universal background check laws, doesn't it? Because they're out there saying, hey, this this, you know, we've got to stop this, except this doesn't exist. So there is no relative anonymity on the internet as far as that. So anyway, in Virginia, the Virginian Senate, which is controlled by the Republicans, has shot down that idea. Shot it down, so it's done at this moment. At this moment. So, what's their next gambit, I guess? I don't know. And that means that they can't, knowing the Senate is run by the Republicans, now the thing to do is to get out there. If you are in Virginia and you are a Republican and you are a gun owner, you're going to have to lean on the Senate. You're going to have to lean on them and make them go the right way. So, here we have the conundrum they face. That democracy thing. That republic thing. That's the thing they hate the most, and they would do anything about it. When we get back, I'm going to tell you something that should have been a defensive gun use, and it is absolutely barbaric. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.